So you could actually stand if that was more comfortable for you, but I'll talk as though it's a sitting meditation. It's really much of a muchness. It's the stillness that's the defining attribute. You know, there's not intentional movement happening. So go ahead and settle into a position that lets you access that sense of non-doing. Simply being. Letting go of intentional movements for now and tuning in to the felt sense of sitting here. For a minute or two at the start of this practice, the earth element, by knowing sensations of solidity at the base of the posture, firmness, recognizing how that solidity supports the body in coming to rest. You might also touch in with other ways you've been knowing earth element, feeling the heaviness of the bones, perhaps, or contemplating the quality of solids. Or noticing, recognizing the variations in firmness, you know, some of the embodied experiences of solidity right now may be harder, more earthy, whereas others may be softer, more squishy, more infused with the water. Bearing in mind that it's not only allowed, but it's important to give yourself permission to use all the meditative skills you've developed over the years in this time of practicing. If something is needed internally that the guidance isn't focused on, it's taking good care of yourself along the way. Feel ready to begin really diving into the main focus for this particular guided practice time. The breathing is already happening, and the breathing is an expression of the wind or air element. There's very light amount of intentionality needed to shift the location of awareness, so to speak, of attention from wherever it was noticing solidity and firmness to wherever breathing is most obvious, might be the soft, light touch of the air as it enters and leaves the nostrils. The way the push of the air on the way out gently brushes the upper lip, If you tune in to air in this location as it comes and goes from the body, it's a way of recognizing also this potential for mindfulness, both internally and externally. Feel that threshold there. As the air touches the insides of the nostrils or the throat, there is this relationality between the air and the earth as well. The sensing of the air quality pushing the earth. This can be felt deeper as well as you explore how this movement is involuntary. Organic movement of air affects the interior of the chest and belly and back. So simply settling in to knowing elemental quality of breathing as an expression of wind. In its relationship with air, with earth, with solidity. Moment to moment, allowing perhaps the sense of someone breathing to fade, simply riding the waves of the elements as they touch each other and shift and change moment to moment. May find it helpful as you cultivate the practice of mindfulness of the body and mindfulness internally and externally through the perspective of the elements to use occasionally a soft mental note. Say silently to yourself as you feel the quality of movement and push and lightness that is air. Air. Yeah, that's air. And as you feel the contact between that air solidity and firmness, whether it's squishy or hard, you might occasionally note earth. Oh, that's the earth aspect. And especially if you find the mind has wandered and gotten lost in just thinking about these things or thinking about other things altogether. These very clear and specific labelings can help to recollect and reconnect the attention to the process of sensing body elementally, sensing life breathing itself, sitting and being. Another possibility to explore in the contemplation of the air element is the sense of the region that the exhalation moves into as it flows out body. Palpably light, perhaps. Feeling the temperature, the humidity, lack thereof, recognizing the, you could say, quality of spaciousness that's distinct from the feeling of the bones and the flesh, but is close enough to the body. Sometimes it's knowable as a direct experience, especially as the air is leaving the body, going from being internal to being external from the form that we think of often as ourselves, but that is really made up of these very same elemental aspects of earth, air, fire, and water, as everything else. Perhaps remembering or reminding yourself that the strength of the clear seeing that mindfulness brings comes through continuity, through moment-to-momentness. So as the next stretch of silence unfolds, you might like to attend carefully to feeling half an out-breath as it begins and moves towards its middle. And then the next half of that out-breath as it peters toward its end. Might like to attend to recognizing any pause in the movement of air at the bottom of the out-breath or the top of the in. Giving the same kind of careful moment-to-moment attention to the in-breath as you did to the out. If it feels workable. That level of detail is for some reason agitating, then just come back to the simplicity of in, out, rising, falling, swelling, sinking. Mostly the air element will be recognized through a partnership of body knowing and mind, or the body sense door and the cognition sense door, or feeling and thinking, feeling and knowing. That said, you may also in moments tune in to the air element by hearing the breath. Recognizing the subtle vibration of hearing as a domain of air. If that's accessible to you. Especially if the breath is soft and involuntary. Sometimes the exhalation has this gentle whooshing sound. Caused by the push of air against the earth of the nostrils and space. invitation in the domain of contemplating heirs, recognition that air, you know, it's kind of always on the move, isn't it? It's nature. And so it's a beautiful revealer of the transitory nature of things. Recognizing perhaps the ordinariness of change. Don't have to go looking. It's right here in the movement of the involuntary breath. Life is changing all the time. I'll bring the sitting meditation practice to a close by offering you a poem. While it's being offered, you're really welcome to rest in the contemplative space and maybe even recognize that the hearing of the vibration of my voice is an expression of the relationship between earth and air and the vocal cords and the breath making these very sounds. This is a poem that was written by Mae Sarton. It's published in 1993 in her collected poems. And it's entitled The Work of Happiness. I thought of happiness, how it is woven out of the silence in the empty house each day. And how it is not sudden, and it is not given, but is creation itself, like the growth of a tree. No one has seen it happen, but inside the bark, another circle is growing in the expanding ring. No one has heard the root go deeper in the dark, but the tree is lifted by this inward work, and its plumes shine, and its leaves are glittering. So happiness is woven out of the peace of hours and strikes its roots deep in the house alone. The old chest in the corner, cool waxed floors, white curtains softly and continually blown as the free air moves quietly about the room. A shelf of books, a table, and the whitewashed wall. These are the dear familiar gods of home. And here, the work of faith can best be done. The growing tree is green and musical. For what is happiness but growth in peace? The timeless sense of time when furniture has stood a life's span in a single place. And as the air moves, so the old dreams stir the shining leaves of present happiness. No one has heard thought or listened to a mind, but where people have lived in inwardness, the air is charged with blessing. and does bless. Windows look out on mountains, and the walls are kind.